Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a fly ball into left field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin takes first base on ball four. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente who is chasing the ball. Snider reaches third base with a triple. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks takes first base on ball four. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to home to get Snyder. Hicks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hicks scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hickman. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Logan applying the tag. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carmel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clendenon takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carmel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hickman for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 2 in the game. Mota hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Moran moves to second. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Coleman scores. Moran moves to third. Jackson moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Moran scores. Jackson moves to third. Hickman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Veal now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage pinch hits for Bob Veal. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-3 in the game. Mota hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Mota reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mota moves to third. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mota scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Moran strikes out. One out. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 4 in the game. Carmel hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Jim Pagliarani. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Johnny Logan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds, I. And New York.